From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
An uneasy calm in French Guiana after two straight nights of disturbances. Jamaica's Commissioner of Corrections admits he suspected the use of excessive force in the recapture of escaping prisoners, and cooperation between BWIA and Air Jamaica could mean progress towards a regional carrier. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Officials in French Guiana said today that nine police were wounded during another night of riots in the capital, Cayenne. The authorities say the policemen were hit by gunfire during the clashes, which spread beyond the town center for the first time. The latest outbreak of violence started on Tuesday, with demonstrators protesting against the arrest of pro-independence activists. The arrests were linked to inquiries into the burning down last November of the prosecutor's home in the French Overseas Territory. One local TV station reported today that three of those detained this week have been taken by boat to Martinique. Journalist Patrick Vigneres told me the decision to transfer the detainees could worsen the situation being taken advantage of by criminal elements.
Last night, protest that took place was of a different kind, that is to say mainly rioters and looters whose intention were clearly criminal, who attacked hotels and stores and looked more like urban guerrilla than political protest. So I don't think this can be fueled by the decision of the police and of justice to transfer these people, because although it is connected, it seems to me that the protest is of a different kind, and it's criminal. It's no longer political.